Today's story is Lorraine, the Girl Who Sang the Storm Away. Written by Ketch Secor, illustrated by Higgins Bond. On a Tennessee farm where the music grows wild, lived a pitchforkin' pawpaw and his fearless grandchild. Snakes didn't scare her, and neither did spiders. Lorraine had a cartload of courage inside her. Oh, the ruckus they raised when the workday grew dark, with Lorraine on her whistle and Pawpaw on his harp. The songs that they sang always lifted their spirits. On good days or bad, it was joyful to hear it. And even when storms hit those Tennessee hills, the music they played made their worries stand still. One morning, they played neath the chinky-pin tree when, by jingo, a crow landed right at their feet. "Look, Pawpaw, he dances. Let's play it again." Well, by the last chorus, she'd found a true friend. But one day at breakfast, Lorraine thought, "That's weird." The bright, shiny brass dinner bell had disappeared. And out in the pig pen, she noticed something strange. The tin scoop was missing from the bin full of grain. Then the keys simply vanished from poor Pawpaw's pocket. When he went to the barn gate, he couldn't unlock it. Soon, all of the shiniest things in the place were gone, pinched, lifted, without any trace. "It's a thief," said Lorraine, "and he's gone on a spree." "By gum," wondered Pawpaw, "just who could it be?" One drizzly night, as the whole farm lay sleeping, a frightening sound started rolling and creeping. While rain lightly pattered, the wind began lashing, and a Tennessee tempest came crashing and bashing. Boom! Roar! Drum-a-rum-rum! Crash! Bash! Rat-a-tum-tum! "Oh, Papa, the storm must be right overhead. I'm fearful, I'm frightened, I'm all full of dread. There's only one way we can ride out this thunder. I'll go get my whistle. Let's knock out a number." So Papa reached in where his French harp was kept. "By gum," he said, "I've been harmonica napped." Then Lorraine looked around, but her eyes filled with tears. "My penny whistle's gone. I've had it 9 years." But old smiling Papa, he hugged her in tight. "Now listen, Lorraine, we'll get through this night. See, a twister can frighten with whirling black wind, and a rainstorm makes landslides and flash floods begin. A tempest could tear this whole home place apart, but it can't touch the music that's deep in your heart." "Child, you always made music when you were afraid, and sadly, your instrument's stolen away. But who needs a whistle or some shiny thing when you've got a voice and a song you can sing?" Then out from her room she courageously crept. "Oh, Papa, you're right. No, we're sure not licked yet." Then Lorraine sang up high, and old Papa sang low. They stomped and they stamped with a big do-si-do, singing "Fire on the Mountain" and "Pig in the Pen," "Shortening Bread," "Shout Lula," "Geese in the Glen." Oh, they sang and they shouted till the first light of day, and their song chased that storm and their worries away. Quick from the window came Pawpaw's voice calling, "The chinky-pin tree in the front yard has fallen." "Look," stuttered Pawpaw, "do you see what's inside?" "Everything missing," said Lorraine with surprise. For deep in the heart of the smoldering tree lay a trove full of treasures that shine silvery. Pawpaw reached into the dark hiding place, and a smile lit up his weathered old face. For tucked in the hollow, stuffed with weeds, straw, and thistle, he found his French harp and Lorraine's penny whistle. They broke into song with their hearts all aglow, when "caw, caw, caw" came the voice of the crow. He was perched on the stump of the old chinky pin, dancing a jig with a mischievous grin. How their happy eyes shone as they danced to the tune, and they planted a chinky pin seedling to bloom. Then the clouds parted ways as the music rose high and the sunshine sparkled in the Tennessee sky. The end. There's nothing like music that connects us to God and brings joy to our hearts. Psalm 91:6 says, "Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth." But it's also amazing to me that God sings over us. Zephaniah 3:17 says, "The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing." So may we always sing to the Lord and rejoice and be thankful for all he has given us. Amen.